This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball only a couple days away. Tigers will be playing the Dodgers on Thursday. Big time spot, 7 o'clock. Everybody watching as baseball comes back.
But National TV.
But we want to know about your interest level, your excitement level. Has it been zapped at all from the offseason and the injuries? Because when we last talked about this team regularly, they were in the playoffs. They were a win away from the ALCS. And we took so many phone calls and ticket texts from people who said, I've fallen in love with baseball again. They were kind of background noise. I didn't have the TV plan for part of the summer, but they brought me back and I love baseball again. Do you still feel that way as we kick off the season in 2 days? I don't.
I don't because it the injuries have made it somewhat feel like you're going into a fight with one arm tied behind your back. Because you know, if I could just simply use this arm, I'd be so much better. I would be able to hit, throw, run, defend, all of those different things. And it just feels like even though they didn't make the additions overall that we wanted them to in the offseason, that with Parker Meadows and Vierling and Wensiel Perez, especially the way he played last year, the way he's hitting now, okay, we can overcome some of those deficiencies because we have A.J. Hinch. We've got great pitching. We can mix and match lineups, all of those different things. Now A.J. Hinch is the one going into this with his arm tied behind his back.
Which is kind of how it felt last year, which is nauseating to think about going through that roller coaster ride again. And John, we don't know who the third baseman is. We don't know who the shortstop is. We don't know who the center fielder is. We don't know if they're going to hit. We do know they're going to pitch, and we do know they're going to be in a fight for the division. If you look at preseason win totals, just one thing that you could use, all of these teams, Twins, Tigers, Royals, Guardians, are expected to win between 82 and 85 games. You're going to be in the fight. You're going to be there. But did they do enough? Like, even before the injuries, did they do enough, I think, is a really fair question. The injuries could become the convenient excuse, but did they do enough off of last year's playoff berth to juice this fan base, to give not just excitement on opening day, but legs to a potential run in the summer? They'll pitch well enough. I don't know if they have enough, though, to get it done.
Right. And the question, did they do enough to build on what they accomplished last year?
No.
We all saw the stadium. And I think ownership saw it, front office saw it. What when you win and you're in a playoff race, this fan base will show up. They'll buy tickets. They're going to support their team. And if they can't get tickets at home, like Tom did, you go down to Cleveland. You go to the next local destination because you might be able to get tickets there. And the fans are starved. Absolutely starved. Now we're getting it a little bit with the Pistons.
Yeah,
we're obviously getting it with the Lions, the Tigers. You felt were right there because they did make the postseason. And some of it, yes, it's what the Tigers did, and that's what we got to focus on.
Yeah,
you can't sit there and say, "Well, is Minnesota going to fall apart again?" You can't count on another team to do anything,
but you
good
also
or bad.
But you also can't bank on like a 30-10 final 40 games,
right? And so are they going to dig themselves a hole like they have in the recent past? Is the end of March and the beginning of April into May going to be what we've seen the Wings do in March? Is that the calling card of the Detroit Tigers? And then all of a sudden, hey, the bats warm up a little bit. The pitching is good. Guys get healthy. And then you're fighting your tails off to just get back to 500, then to get in the race.
Yeah, it feels like a team that really believed they've got enough. They pursued Bregman, but they had no backup plan. And they let that thing drag out. And maybe they were
Well, the backup plan was Chase Young. And that didn't, you know, and it's not a great backup plan because you're talking about a quote-unquote prospect and young player.
Well, and they may say the backup plan was Vierling, and Vierling got hurt, but Vierling hadn't played much third base. It just, it felt like they were all in. It was Bregman or bust, and it busted, and now we're left putting the pieces back together in real time as the season gets going. And that would be bad enough, like, oh, I got to stomach Zach McKinstry playing 70% of the time because he's going to hit against righties. Then you throw in the center field and the outfield and the injuries. And Parker Meadows was so important. If Tom was here, he'd be, you know, jibber-jabbing about this is the player that can fix the season. He's going to miss 2 months.
And here's, I think, the issue is first impressions. The first impression that the Tigers are going to make on the fan base. Coming off of the last impression that we had, postseason play, a game away from going to the ALDS. Like, it was all right there, and now because of injury, because you didn't have a backup plan at third base, I think those first seven games, even though they're on the road, the first impression of what this team will be is going to affect a lot of the fan base.
Ticket texters, they're not mincing words. The Tigers are embarrassing. Bentley quality pitching on an Oldsmobile team.
Well, I'm not ready to say they're embarrassing yet, but I think that's a question we're asking. Has it zapped your excitement going into the season?
Texter says, the injuries only magnified our management's unwillingness to improve the roster. It's extremely frustrating. I'm less excited for the Tigers because of it. Nick in Ann Arbor. Well, Paul's got more ticket texters here. Between the injuries and the lack of moves, all excitement and expectations have been killed, unnamed ticket texter. Diehard Tiger fan here. No left side of the infield. Back of rotation's a question mark. Bullpen's a C. Defense is a C. No big bats. 78 wins, Mike in Clarkston. I think they're going to fight for about 80 wins, give or take. But
fighting to stay at 500.
Right. Which is kind of a miserable way to be.
It's a frustrating way to be, that's for sure.
Yeah. Guys, this team hasn't won a World Series in over 40 years. They'll probably never win one in my lifetime, and I'm 38. I'm not excited at all for the Tigers.
Well, hopefully you've got a long life ahead.
I say modern medicine.
Yeah.
Get you another 40.
We can
40.
Extend that. That's what I'm counting on.
Tigers needed two decent hitters. They got maybe one in Torres. They need to avoid a bad start. They'll play better in the second half. Still miss the playoffs, Tom in Rochester.
And so much of it depends on the what ifs.
A lot of questions. How does Keith move to first? Who's playing the left side of the infield? All of it.
Right.
Center field.
And is
Job as a rookie with an innings limit? Mize, does it actually click for 160 games?
Well, and I like the Gleyber Torres signing because it does add a proficient bat.
Mm-hmm.
But then it does force Keith to first. And if Spencer Torkelson, due to injury and his performance in training camp, is going to be on this team, then we've got to find out if he can be good. I don't particularly like him in the outfield.
No.
The only place to be is DH or first base. But if you play him at first, where does that put Cole Keith?
Exactly. Torres' bat might help, but if he's going to be rigid and only play second and not play particularly well defensively at second, it's something, but it's not much. It's certainly not enough, I think, is the issue here. So 248-539-9797. It's a damn shame because I remember
the excitement.
Like if we could have bottled up the excitement doing shows last September and in that playoff push into October, and it was, people were falling in love with baseball again. I was at the ballpark for those playoff games. There was a buzz that I hadn't remembered really since like 06 when I was like a younger kid, and everybody kind of
for so many years. And I know, I mean, I was doing it with Stoney where last year was such a gift. It was so much fun to talk about a team that was playing good, that got into a playoff race, that made the postseason. And prior to that, it was a forgotten about team, one that we struggled to find ways or things to even talk about the Detroit Tigers in July.
That's why we had a safe word, because it felt like we were belaboring the same tired points about how they weren't playing well and how they were stuck and they couldn't hit and they weren't developing guys. And there are some young guys that certainly are developing, and Scott Harris has rebuilt the farm system and all that, but most people just care about results. Are you going to be better this year than you were last year? And I don't know how anybody can excitedly say, yes, they're going to be better. the pitching staff might be more stable, right? They might not have to go through the full chaos. But this lineup leaves a lot to be desired.
It's talking about the start of the season and the team, the playoff teams. Now, on those other team schedule, they have a playoff team in the Detroit Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. I know the Midday Show does the whole embargo thing. Do we need to right now, or before this season kicks off on Thursday night,
okay,
do we need to put an embargo on walleye? What is...
It's not where I thought you were going. Okay.
Well, what's the length of games? What's the length of the season, the start of the season, where we say, okay, we've got to give them 25 games. We've got to give them 40 games.
Sparky had the 40-game mark. Look, I think because of what they did last year, the fans aren't going to let us, and they aren't going to want to, bury a baseball team prematurely. Again, last year was miraculous. Let's not get to the point where we expect that. But I do think last year's miracle run is going to buy them a little more patience from the average fan. No, I thought you were going to ask to embargo any Bregman talk.
Well, to me, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, because he didn't pick us.
Well, he didn't pick us, and it's, you know, the conversation at that point goes to, well, is ownership willing to spend the money? And I think we got to put a pin in that one because they were willing to spend the money. The guy that they wanted to spend it on just didn't pick us.
Didn't pick us. 248-539-9797. It's a question for you guys. As you're gearing up for baseball season, a couple days away, Tigers and Dodgers, the emotions you felt at the end of last year, where are you at now? Have the injuries, has the offseason zapped any of your joy or excitement? It's 97.1.